Good morning, West Michigan. It's Monday, and you're listening to Grand Rapids Daily. Grab a sweater if you're stepping out early. We're sitting at 51 degrees right now with clear skies, but it's going to warm up nicely.
Yeah, a pretty sharp climb today. We're looking at a high of 74 by this evening. Perfect afternoon for getting outside. Just keep in mind those clear morning skies are going to give way to some scattered and eventually overcast clouds as we head into tonight and Tuesday morning.
Still, hitting the mid-70s after a chilly start is a solid trade-off.
Definitely. We've got a slightly lighter news slate today, but the stories we do have are pretty significant.
Starting off with a major dispute in the local business world, Crane's Grand Rapids business is reporting a messy legal fight involving one of the biggest names in West Michigan public relations.
Right. The headline really says it all. LLYC and PR firm founder Jeff Lambert trade bitter barbs in dueling lawsuits.
For anyone who follows the local corporate scene, Jeff Lambert is a fixture. He built Lambert into a massive communications firm right here in our backyard.
Which makes this fallout so notable. When you see dueling lawsuits, it means the relationship hasn't just fractured, it completely shattered. Both sides are actively going on the offensive.
Exactly. And the phrase bitter barbs stands out. Corporate lawsuits are often dry, heavily lawyered documents. When a business publication highlights the bitterness of the claims, you know it's getting personal.
It's heavily ironic, too. You have two big entities whose entire business model is managing public perception and protecting reputations. Now they're airing out their grievances in public court filings.
You have to wonder how that impacts the client side. If you're a local company relying on them for crisis management or smooth corporate messaging, seeing the founders and the parent company trading shots in the press isn't exactly reassuring.
Yeah, clients hate instability. We don't have the granular financial details of the filings yet, but usually these post-acquisition or merger disputes come down to earnouts, control, or breach of contract.
One side feels they didn't get what they paid for, or the other feels they were pushed out of the house they built.
And when both sides file, it's often a race to frame the narrative. It'll be fascinating to see if this goes to a quiet settlement behind closed doors eventually, or if they drag this through a public trial.
Given the egos usually involved in top-tier PR, a trial wouldn't shock me. We'll definitely be watching the docket on this one. All right, let's pivot and hit a couple of quick updates from around the area.
Sounds good.
WZZM 13 reported on a fire from August 22nd, and this one happened at a pretty unexpected location, a Grand Rapids Fire Department garage.
You don't usually expect the fire department to be the ones calling in a fire at their own facility. Right. We don't have extensive details on the damage yet, but anytime emergency infrastructure is impacted, it's worth noting. Hopefully it was contained quickly, given the location. Moving to sports, Fox 8 News covered the August 23rd matchup between the West Michigan Whitecaps and the South Bend Cub Systems. Tough break for the Whitecaps. They dropped this one 3-2 on the road.
Yeah, they were playing at Four Winds Field down in South Bend. It's a late-season game, so every single matchup in the High A Midwest League East Division carries extra weight right now.
Exactly. Both of these teams are fighting for playoff positioning as the regular season wraps up. A one-run loss and a tight divisional race really stings.
It also gives scouts a lot to look at. Fans are tracking these late August games closely to see which prospects from the Tigers and Cubs systems step up under pressure. We'll see if the Whitecaps can bounce back in their next series.
That wraps up our coverage for today. Short and sweet for a Monday. Thanks for starting your week with us. We'll be back on Wednesday with more updates from around Grand Rapids and Kent County. Until then, enjoy that 74-degree high this afternoon. Stay safe, West Michigan.